At this point in the show, I'd like once again to shift from host duties to my regular job as TV critic. The past few weeks, I've been pointing out the best new shows presented by the broadcast networks on their new fall schedules. But today, I'd like to focus attention to cable, because there's a new series starting this Sunday on Showtime that's about as daring, different, and twisted as TV gets. It's called Dexter. It's based on the creepy novels by Jeff Lindsay and stars Michael C. Hall as Miami forensics expert Dexter Morgan. Dexter's specialty is deciphering blood splatter patterns, but he has a secret as well as a gift. When he's on the clock, he interprets crime scenes and helps to pursue criminals. But in his spare time, he pursues the most reprehensible criminals much more aggressively. He identifies them, stalks them, abducts them, and eventually, after extracting both a confession and some pain, murders them. In other words, Dexter investigates serial killers by day and is one by night. Uncomfortable premise? You bet. But Lindsay's bloody protagonist is a perfect fit for what's happening in cable lately. On The Sopranos, Tony strangled a stoolie in an early episode, but we still didn't reject him. On The Shield, Vic Mackey shot a fellow cop, and that was in the opening episode. Several seasons later, after all sorts of moral lapses, he's still got us on his side. So Dexter, as a killer character, isn't really that cutting edge, even though in his case, his cutting edge is on the end of a scalpel or a saw. What makes Dexter great instead of merely grisly? It's got a darkly comic tone which makes the subject easier to take, sort of like the Coen brothers' movie Fargo, which made you laugh even as a body was being run through a wood chipper. And while the series has strong support from Julie Benz and other actors, the reason Dexter works so well has almost everything to do with the amazing star turned by Hall in the title role. If you knew and loved him as David Fisher, the uptight gay funeral service director in HBO's 6 Feet Under, you may be astounded at his metamorphosis here. Once again, he's around a lot of dead bodies, but the two portrayals couldn't be more different. For the role of functioning sociopath Dexter Morgan, Michael C. Hall sports long hair and stubble, and carries himself with an attitude that wavers between chatty good guy and hard-to-read silent type. But it's all an act, requiring Hall to play layer upon layer. For reasons that are explained in flashback, Dexter was traumatized as a child. He was raised by his foster father, a veteran cop with a vigilante streak, to channel his deadly impulses rather than suppress them. So while learning to hunt and kill really bad guys, Dexter trains for a job that puts him where the action is and joins the police force himself. He tries to blend in with people at work, even though every emotion he projects is calculated and false. What is he really thinking? That's what's fascinating and unique about this series. We get inside Dexter's head the same way we do in Jeff Lindsay's original books, thanks to some often unsettling first-person narration.
Friday night, date night in Miami. Every night is date night in Miami. Everyone's having sex. But for me, sex never enters into it. I don't understand sex. Not that I have anything against women, and I certainly have an appropriate sensibility about men, but when it comes to the actual act of sex, it's always just seems so undignified. But I have to play the game. And after years of trying to look normal, I think I met the right woman for me. Deb saved her life on a domestic dispute call, introduced us, and we've been dating for 6 months now. She's perfect because Rita is, in her own way, as damaged as me.
Viewers who are drawn to such forensic series as CSI and its various spin-offs, and the audiences for those shows are among the biggest on television, really ought to give Dexter a chance. But even if you don't like those programs, Dexter is so unusual and Hall's performance so dynamic, it deserves to be seen. One of the biggest surprises of the fall TV season, it turns out, is getting inside Dexter Morgan's head. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's an intriguing place to visit.